Hi, I'm Matt Wojcikowski, or Matt Wojo, and I work in content here at Microsoft, helping to plan the Tabs versus Spaces show. I work on documentation, courses on the Learn platform, tweets on our Windows Docs Twitter, and anything else I can think of to keep developers informed about updates related to using Windows as your machine for development and coding. I hope you've been enjoying the Tabs versus Spaces show. Definitely love feedback and comments regarding any ideas you have for future episodes or feedback on the content that we're sharing with you. Today, I'm doing an updates episode, inviting some of our previous guests back to give updates on some of the tools that we've talked about already, as well as to introduce you to a couple of new folks who will share about some of the newer tools and work that's going on here at Microsoft. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Kayla to give us some updates about Windows Terminal.
Hey everybody, my name is Kayla Cinnamon and I'm the program manager for Windows Terminal. So we do have some updates for Windows Terminal and Windows Terminal Preview that I'd like to show you. Windows Terminal is the new command line experience on Windows. You can have a bunch of different things all within your command line, like tabs, background images, emojis, different font support, color schemes, everything like that you can now do on the command line. So let's talk about what's new in Windows Terminal. So first things first, we have hyperlink support. So I have PowerShell running here and I have a hyperlink right here. If I were to control click on this, it will open the web page in my default browser. So that's both in Windows Terminal Preview and Windows Terminal Stable. Next thing up, we have fun tab support and new customizations you can do to your tabs. So if you right click on your tab, you can now color the tab. Let's say I want to make it red to kind of go with my background. You can also set your tab color in your settings. So if you went to the dropdown and clicked settings, it will open settings.json and you can set a tab color for your profile. You can also rename your tab right in the UI. So if you click rename tab, you can change it to something like hello, and now your tab is renamed. Another fun tab thing that we have is, let me get a few tabs open first. We have a new tab switching experience. So if I have some tabs to switch through, if I do control tab, I can now tab through my tabs with this fun UI going forwards and backwards. So that's all in Windows Terminal Stable. The next thing is the command palette. So the similar view that is the tab switcher, you can now get a command palette. So if you did Control Shift P, you'll get the command palette that shows all of the different commands you can run inside Windows Terminal. And if they have a key binding attached to them, you can see them here on the right side. So what's fun about our command palette is that you can also add custom commands in your settings.json file. So I added one that's just open my development config, and I added a little emoji here so I can see it. And when I click on this, I've set it to open all of my panes together at once. So that's the command palette, both in Preview and in Windows Terminal Stable. And another feature I want to talk about is jump list. So if you right click on your terminal icon in the taskbar, or if you go open Windows Terminal from the start menu, you'll see all of your profiles listed and you can open Windows Terminal right in that profile rather than opening Terminal and then opening that specific profile in a tab. So jump list is in both versions as well. And another thing is, see this new font? This is the Cascadia code font that we developed with Windows Terminal. We just added font weights. So you can see here, my font is very thin. I'm setting this to the extra thin font weight for Cascadia code. So Windows Terminal supports font weights and Cascadia code comes in a bunch of different font weights as well. So this is all available in Windows Terminal Stable Build as well as Preview. And now the last thing that we are currently working on that is only in Windows Terminal Preview is the settings UI. So instead of editing a JSON file, you're now able to edit your settings with this settings UI. And everything you can do in JSON, you can do here. So this is coming to Windows Terminal Stable very soon, but if you want to play with it now, you can get it on Windows Terminal Preview. So those are all the latest updates with Windows Terminal, and I hope you go install it from the Microsoft Store.
Hi, everybody. I'm Demetrius Nealon. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft working on Windows Package Manager. I don't know how many of you are familiar with this from the Linux world. They've been around quite a while, but this is something fairly new to Windows. It's a command line tool that's going to give you the ability to manage software on your machine. You'll be able to install, upgrade, add, remove, all kinds of great things. You'll be able to get this from any insider's build of Microsoft Windows, and you can also join our insider's program. First thing I'll do is just type the command in WinGit just to show you what that looks like. It's going to display the help for you. Next thing I'm going to do is do a quick search for an application. And I'm going to be looking for Windows Terminal Preview here. It's going to check the list, and there you can see it. I've actually already enabled autocomplete in PowerShell, so I can do some extra commands that are going to let me install a certain version of it. And it'll go to the internet, download the package, and install it on the machine for me. And the reason I picked an older version, I'm going to show some new features that we've got. We've also added settings to the tool, and we've got a couple of other enhanced features that are in experimental mode that I'll be enabling here shortly. By executing settings, it'll go ahead and launch my settings file in Visual Studio Code. And what I have right now is just the default settings. You'll notice the blue progress bar. And so what I've done here is I've added some settings. I'll change the progress bar to a rainbow, which is pretty popular, and turn on the rest of the experimental settings. And you'll see the upgrade command is one of the new ones that I've enabled. You'll notice the progress bar shows up in rainbow mode, and hopefully we'll see the update for preview. This will upgrade the preview version to the current that Kayla just talked about a couple minutes ago. I'll also be able to list out any applications that have been installed on my machine. And even if they were installed outside of the package manager, I'll be able to remove them. And if you're interested in how you add packages to the project, this is open source. So you can go to GitHub to our page for WinGit-packages. And we've got some great instructions on the README that walks you through submitting a package. We are working on a new command line create utility that'll make it easier for you to create and submit them. And some fantastic new features that we've got coming are import and export, so that you'll be able to specify an entire set of packages that you want to install. And here shortly after that, we'll be adding support to install .zip and standalone executables. And one of the most requested features from enterprises and third parties is they'll be able to stand up their own sources to be able to have their enterprise applications in the package manager as well. If you've got any questions or comments, we'd love to talk to you at GitHub through discussions or submit an issue, or you can reach out to me on Twitter. It's at DENELON. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, I'm Clint Ruckus. I'm the lead for PowerToys, and I'm going to talk about some of the improvements we did recently in a couple of our releases, along with our big rejuve of the Fancy Zones editor in our 0.31 January release. So for those who don't know what Fancy Zones is, it's a window management system very similar to Windows Snap, but we allow you to kind of do whatever you want. So here, I'm just going to quickly pull up Terminal, and for me, I'm a big advocate of having it on my right-hand side, so I'm going to go just hold down Shift and just drag it right there, and you can see I have this full zone. Now, if I did Notepad, and I want my Notepad, which came up on my other monitor, and just pull it up on that screen, I can also use my keys, and you can see that it snaps to the zones accordingly. Now, let's just say I don't want this layout. I can hit Window key tilde, and now you'll see our new editor come up. We heavily simplified our layout. We made a lot of things more streamlined. So if I wanted to, all I have to do is quickly click to create a custom layout, and now everything will adjust to these new zones. It's that simple, and you can go back to the editor and you create a new layout if you wanted to, and just click Create. I can create this, save and apply, and we're good to go with this new custom layout. So that's the new Fancy Zones editor. And the next big thing we've done recently is we've our color picker. So if you hit Shift Window PC, you get our color picker come up. And I've enabled the show color name setting. So if you happen to be colorblind, you can see exactly what a rough estimate of what that color is. So here I'm in the sky and you can see it's orange. If I go down to the tent, you can see it's saying it's a green shade of green. Here it's saying dark green. Or if I'm in the mountains in the background here, it will say black. And all you have to do is just click and then you'll get the color. If you really want to, another cool thing here is if you just use your mouse wheel, you can actually zoom in and get the exact color of that zone you want as well. So that's just a couple of the recent features we have added in, and we have a couple new ones in the pipeline, such as our out-of-box experience will be a big one, along with our updated direct show filter for video conference mute, which we hope to get stable in the next couple months.
Hi, my name's Avery Parker. I'm a program manager, and my team is focused on driving performance improvements for developer scenarios. One example of a developer fix that we actually shipped was with Android Studio. They came to us and let us know that they were seeing a little bit of interference by the Windows Defender team in their emulator build scenario. So we reached out to the Defender team and we showed them our traces, and they were super responsive and helpful. And they actually ended up pushing out some Defender signature updates. And that happened like over a weekend, and they were able to improve the build time by 40%. So that was really awesome and a huge win for the Android Studio team, for the Perf team, and for the Defender team. So that was great. And what's really cool about the performance team is that we're able to, you know, document scenarios like that and then benchmark, trace, and do product improvements, you know, in that pipeline just like that. So that's just an example of some of the work that we've done in the past. And if you're unaware of like what Windows Defender is, it's basically just there to protect your machine from malicious software, malware. So sometimes that will cause some overhead in developer scenarios, and that will end up slowing down some of the operations. But like I said, they were super responsive and they want to make the developer experience the best it can be on Windows. So some examples of things that we're actually that are coming down the pipeline that we're going to be working on in the future. There's going to be some investigations into Git on Windows, .NET, Java, Python, and Node. So we'll be doing some investigations into each of those tools. And so you can expect some improvements, some blog posts, some content about that soon. And if you would like to reach out to me on Twitter, my @ is actually Avery_Nicole. And you can mention me there and let me know about any performance issues you're seeing on your device. And we'll be happy to take a look at them, triage them, and see if we can make any improvements.
Hi there, my name is Craig Lowen. I am a program manager working on the Windows subsystem for Linux, and I'm here to give you some updates on everything that's new with WSL, the shorthand for the Windows subsystem for Linux. The first thing is that WSL2, a new architecture behind the Windows subsystem for Linux, has now been released officially, and we've actually backported it to Windows 10 version 1903 and higher. This means that you're able to access this right away and enjoy all the benefits of full system call compatibility with a real Linux kernel built by Microsoft, and faster file system performance, which are two amazing benefits. On top of this, Docker Desktop has actually made WSL2 their default engine to power their Linux containers working on Windows. This is something that's really awesome because it lets you run your Linux or Windows scripts targeting the same containers, and it actually includes a lot of performance benefits using this new engine to run all of your Linux containers on your Windows machine. Additionally, we have a bunch of new features coming to the next Windows release that are available right now inside of the Windows Insiders program. The first is GPU Compute. This lets you leverage your GPU inside of WSL to do some really awesome workflows like machine learning and AI development. The next is WSL-H install. This makes it a lot easier to install everything you need to run WSL because all you need to do is use any Windows machine and run WSL space --install. From there, it sets everything up for you. You restart once and you're good to go. As well, we've added another feature, WSL dash dash mount. This lets you run, this lets you access different disks that are on your system that are formatted inside of Linux file systems. So you can actually take a disk that may be used for dual booting or to access in Linux, and you can mount that directly inside of WSL and interact with those files. As well, we've also added the ability to have startup services inside of WSL that let you basically set a command that you want to run on the startup of every distro, making it easy to interact with things like the Docker service to start when you start your distro. Lastly, we have some features coming up to the Windows Insiders program that we're really excited for. Notably, this is Linux GUI app support inside of WSL. This means that all you need to do is open up WSL, you'll get native support for Linux GUI apps right outside the box, and you'll be able to run them right away. We're really excited for some of these features. If you want to learn more about when they come out and the status of them, please follow me on Twitter at Craig A. Lowen, and you can find any updates there. Thank you.
So every episode, we ask our guest the age-old coding question, do you prefer tabs or spaces? Typically, everyone has an opinion and a passionate reason for holding it. Three of our guests today have shared their opinions. Kayla said she likes tabs. Craig said he likes spaces. And Clint was agnostic, deferring to the norms of the environment he's working in, but also showing us how PowerToys can use keyboard remapping to switch tab and space as a cruel prank. So this leaves us with a bit of a tie. I'm wondering first if everyone still holds the same opinion on tabs versus spaces, as well as what Demetrius and Avery have to say on the topic. Clint, are you still agnostic?
I think my answer has changed. It's whatever the opposite Craig picks.
Craig, where are you at with this question? Are you still in favor of spaces?
Yes, I'm still in favor of spaces. And after reading the comments from the last video, I've doubled down in my answer of the editor, you press tab and it inserts spaces for you, I believe is the only true answer for the question.
Kayla, still tabs?
Yeah, naturally, Craig is wrong. I'm with Clint on this one. tabs are also the more accessible option, so clearly tabs is the winner.
So, Demetrius, where are you at on this question?
So, I'm with tabs. I've been doing coding for a long time. It's less typing. It's less bandwidth to send that much space across the internet. But you know, I have been beat into submission by several languages that will only accept spaces.
And Avery, what are your thoughts?
I am pro spaces. It's really satisfying for me to do the click, click, click. I like doing the three spaces. It's satisfying.
Well, the controversy continues. Subscribe to the Tabs vs. Spaces show. We'll continue to debate on future episodes. Thank you all for coming today. Just want to thank all the PMs for joining us today on Tabs vs. Spaces. Kayla, Demetrius, Craig, Clint, Avery, you're just awesome managers for these tools, and I've just loved using Terminal to run all of my command lines, the package manager to install and uninstall packages, the Windows subsystem for Linux. I'm on Ubuntu all the time, and I am constantly needing to remember to keep my Linux files on the WSL file system and my Windows files in their Windows file system so that my performance is fast. Clint, I am not going to use PowerToys to play pranks switching tab versus spaces in the keyboard remapper, but I do use it for lots of other workflow improvements, and I've loved it. And Avery, I appreciate what you and the team are doing for Windows performance. To learn more, you can go to docs.microsoft.com. You can follow us on Twitter at our Windows Docs handle, as well as follow the PMs on their handles, which will be listed in the description. You can go to the Windows Developer blog. Or you can subscribe to the Tabs versus Spaces show on YouTube or on Channel 9. We've got a whole Microsoft developer account that we're producing videos on, as well as the Learn platform now has a live video feed that you can log into any time of day. Thanks for joining us. Please leave your comments about what you would like to see in future episodes or learn more about. I do read them, and thanks for joining us.